Mother Truckers, a very special St. Patrick's Day edition of the Hollywood Hick today here on the Crab Diving Network. Y'all, it's the Hollywood Hick, me, Brent Paris, coming at y'all from Hollywood, California on St. Patrick's Day. Like I just said, it's about to get nuts in this part of the world, by the way. People are already lined the fuck up at bars and stuff down the street. It's crazy. Where I always tell y'all, like, Hollywood and Vine, the most famous intersection in the world, is about to be the most nuts intersection in town because everybody comes into Hollywood. Oh, and LA listeners, before I forget to tell you this, I looked it up on the interwebs, and I might have even tweeted it, too. I'm pretty sure I did tweet it. They're going to have checkpoints out there, so if I can take it. Fucking like Lyft or something or a taxi or anything else, but don't be driving. But if you're in Hollywood over on like Highland and DeLongpre here in Hollywood land, not too far from the Hollywood Hick compound, there's going to be a driver's checkpoint where they're going to be checking for licenses and Drunky McDrunkersons. And let me just take it from me from experience. You don't want to have to go through all of that nonsense. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of time. It's a lot of headache. It's a lot of embarrassment. Although you do meet some interesting mother trucking characters on that journey, but really it's not worth it because I end up meeting psycho killers on that journey. Yeah, which actually happened. Like a dude that like actually even hit on me. I don't even know why I'm telling this, but I'm telling it. But he hit on me in my drunken driving school. And then he was like kind of weird, so I always like blew him off. He tried to pretend like he was a lawyer. I always thought that was sketchy because he also delivered weed on the side, so I didn't know how many lawyers did that, or at least I think that's what he said he did. All this is alleged, but it's the truth. And but then one day there's a manhunt going on in Hollywood, and I look at the picture on the internet. I'm like, oh my god, let me look and see what's going on, because there's helicopters everywhere. It is straight up Armageddon nuts town outside of the Hollywood Hick compound, right? And I'm like, what the fuck? And I look at the thing and I'm like, oh my sweet Jesus Lord, I went to drunk driving school with the psycho killer who was on the loose in Hollywood that ended up like running off somewhere. They called him up in Sacramento or some shit. I mean, of course he ran the fuck out of here. But also my neighbor thought she had seen him, and right by here. Fuck, I can't talk. But this for real happened, y'all. So what happened was we thought we had seen the dude and we didn't know where he was. And then we found the door to this basement open, and we're like, it'd be a good hiding spot close to where we were, where we had seen the dude like a day prior or something like that. Because I would see the dude and I'd always dodge him because I'd be like, oh my God, I do not need to like reacquaint myself with the crazy dude from drunk driving class. And it's a good thing I didn't, because I might have ended up dead too. You never know. But it's crazy, right? So we thought we'd seen him. And then, so I tried to call Crime Stoppers. And you know what those mother truckers did? They hung right up on me because I don't even remember why, because I wrote it down somewhere. I have it written down. I should bust the story out and remember all the particulars. But they hung the hell up on me. I tried to call the Hollywood police. They sent me to somebody else who never answered the phone until it just finally went up. Like, it was like to try to call the cops, to come check out the freaking tip on a psycho killer on the loose that there is a current manhunt going on for, because I just saw it on TV and read it all over the interwebs. And I look, and there is the dude from drunk driving school who is the psycho killer. It is weird when you have had a personal relationship, however, like, arm's length it is, but still I'm like, holy sheep shit, I knew this psycho killer. He sat right beside me. He would always like kind of like, I think he was like trying to get up in my britches. That's the other thing. I think he was trying to get up in my britches. And what if I was having a weak moment and like did it, and then I'm the one dead? Like, that's what I always think. Like, thank God that I was like, I am not dipping this pen in no drunk driving school ink. I am not going to acquaint myself in any way, shape, or form like that with anybody from drunk driving school. I just couldn't do it. It just doesn't seem like that's the best place to start. It's like when they were letting me out of jail, when they threw me in jail for this incident that I'm talking about. I can't believe I'm going to all these details on the freaking interwebs, but who cares? It's kind of funny, right? But on the way out, I was getting hit on by a dude, I don't know what it's like. I tried to keep to myself. I don't know why. It just screamed like it's whatever. He just pegged me for a homo and then starts like hitting on me. And he's wearing the same shirt that he beat his boyfriend up in that's covered in blood from the boyfriend. That's what he's wearing out of jail because, and that's also the reason he was in jail. So he's in jail because he beat up his boyfriend to an extent that there was blood all over his shirt and that was bad enough for him to go to jail. And he thinks that I'm going to take him up on his offer for coffee on the way out of jail. Like, it's like, that's kind of like, that's the kind of person, like, see, when you go to jail, people assume that you will just date anything, apparently, because the people coming out, they're like, oh yeah, I'll also use this as a chance to maybe, like, get me some. I just, again, that was not a pool that I was going to be dipping this pen in, like, or inkwell, or whatever. My daddy used to always say, don't dip your pen in company ink, and I'm trying to reword it, and it's not doing good, so I'm going to stop. But yeah, so whatever, that's enough about these stupid stories about me going to jail. But just like, I said don't drink and drive on St. Patrick's Day. That's where all that came, because I was just trying to give y'all a cautionary tale about not drinking and driving on St. Patrick's Day. So don't do it. Fucking St. Patrick's Day is nuts too, by the way. And I don't know, have I given the like the infos and everything yet, even before I get it, like, because I researched St. Patrick's Day to like kind of see what the whole thing is, because I know that it's like an American shit, because they don't really do it over yonder, I don't think. But then like there's like, it's like, it was like, fuck, I forget what I was gonna say. But what I was gonna say, because I had two thoughts in my head, and I can't have two thoughts in my head at one time, or else I start stammering like I just did, like I'm freaking like Mel Tillis or some shit over here stuttering. What I'm saying is, you're listening to the Hollywood Hick on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. Comes on every day on the 7s here on the West Coast, meaning 7 in the morning and 7 in the evening. West Coast, it'd be on the 10s. Anywhere else, y'all's do the math. I have faith that y'all can do it, because I can't. I can't talk and cipher at the same time. That's really what it boils down to. And yes, I could write this shit down, but like, it's more fun to make you have to do it. And I think, or you just get the podcast. If you can't listen to it when it's coming on, you can listen to the podcast, get it on iTunes. You can get it on the Crab Diving website, www.crabdiving.com. So you can get it there. Stitcher has it. And if you go on the Stitcher, give us 5 stars. What else you have to lose, right? Just give it 5 mother trucking stars and go on about your day. You'll be doing something nice for somebody. And if you don't like it and you want to give me a 1 star, then like, just be nice, you know. Then either don't, or just like, give it 5 and be like, let this guy go about his business. But please don't listen. If I defend the fuck out of you, do not listen, because I don't want to have to listen to you people bitching about it. Actually, I kind of do, because you make me laugh. So continue to listen, but don't fucking say it's my fault because you're listening, because you have the 100% option to not. I'm just telling you, you should, because you're fucking nuts, and I like it when you send me stupid, crazy messages. So feel encouraged, but I digress, because I was going to talk about St. Patrick's Day. That is what I was going to be talking about, because I looked it up, because I was wondering, what the hell, why do people drink like crazy people on St. Patrick's Day, especially over here? We love any excuse to drink to excess over here. Like, we will adopt a holiday. It is so freaking funny. St. Patrick's Day, like Cinco de Mayo, is nuts. I don't even think that's a big deal much anywhere else. It's freaking nuts. Whatever. But St. Patrick's Day, that's what we're talking about, right? So I looked it up, and apparently St. Patrick ain't even Irish right off the bat. That's one of the first things to say. He's from Great Britain. He ain't even Irish, y'all. But apparently, somehow he gets, whatever. I just read the very beginning. I'm just trying to, like, whatever. I will reserve judgment, because you know what I say about judging? Dolly says you can't, and because you'd already be sinning, and you have to listen to what Dolly Parton says, because she's the greatest human to ever live. I'm just saying, it's all, you should ask yourself every day, what would Dolly do? I do it all the time. I mean, making a hashtag that says that, WWDD, for what would Dolly do? Lowercase W's, capital D's. It has to be that way. And if you don't know why, then don't use it, because you don't get it. But okay, so basically, St. Patrick, he is the most recognizable of all the patron saints of Ireland, though he was not Irish, of Irish descent himself. See, St. Patrick was born in Great Britain and was first brought to Ireland as a slave after having been captured and taken from his home. Okay, so this is getting interesting, right? You know, I didn't really read much of this before. I was ill prepared. So we are learning together, okay, y'all? The Hollywood Hick is learning right along with y'all. But eventually he escaped from his captors and returned home to Great Britain and became a cleric there, right? And then he declared that it was a vision that served as the impetus, whatever, what the, these words people use, I swear, his impetus. I'm guessing that's the reason for his return to Ireland, saying that the people of Ireland, as though speaking through one voice, called him out. We appeal to you, holy servant boy, to come and walk among us. Oh, so he got like beckoned. That's some Christians would say that. Okay, so St. Patrick would return, bringing Christianity to... Oh, he brought Christianity to the Irish people. Now I get it. Who had been polytheist... Oh, they had been polytheist... God, Lord have mercy. I cannot say these big words very good. Who the people of Ireland before this had been polytheistic to that point, right? But apparently the best known story about St. Patrick is also his most inaccurate tale about the patron saint of Ireland. According to the legend, St. Patrick drove all the snakes out of Ireland. Well, you know, like when somebody says that one dude drove all the snakes out of somewhere, you have to think that there's probably a little bit more to just a moral to this story and not something to be taken so like outright for straight up reals. Like, do you think he like waved his fingers or whatever? Okay, let me keep reading. It says that this would have been quite a feat. See, exactly. They say the same thing, except for the fact that there were no snakes in Ireland to begin with. That's why he drove all the snakes out. There were no snakes to drive out. The frigid waters that surround the Emerald Isle are too cold for snakes to migrate through, making it impossible that snakes could ever existed in Ireland. See, okay, people, it's a story to tell a like moral. All right. Oh, my God. Oh, and if I have a sneezing fit in the middle of this damn program, y'all, I'm really sorry. But my allergies have been going nuts because if y'all don't live here in like Hollywood and Los Angeles and the Southern California area, it has been hot as fuck every day and everything's starting to bloom early. And my nose is saying like, yo, dude, it is not time for this shit yet. And it's going insane. And every once in a while I bust out into sneezing fits. And when I say sneezing fit, I mean it. Like, I thought I had pulled a titty, and now I'm back to thinking I might have cracked a rib in the midst of a sneezing fit the other day. I'm telling you, it still hurts like a motherfucker. I don't know what I done went and did. But if it's a rib, you can't do shit about it anyway, because I done broke a rib once. I think we've been through all that. Whatever. So basically, St. Patrick is not... I'm getting back to the story. I didn't even like, whatever. Okay, so basically, he did not drive out the snakes because there was no snakes to begin with, but he came and brought Christianity, so that makes him a big deal. Okay. Basically now, okay, then I'm trying to get back to my spot. Sorry. I sat in this stupid pad down that I was using to read the story off of. Okay, so this is the part I want to know anyway. Why do people drink on St. Patrick's Day? Besides the fact that they just love a reason to drink. But I guess it began as a feast day, kind of like our Thanksgiving, I reckon. Held in honor of St. Patrick on the anniversary of the day he died. Christians are allowed to put aside their Lenten restrictions on food and alcohol consumption on this day, which is why excessive drinking has become so permanently linked to the celebration. Oh, so they got to have a cheat day in the middle of Lent, because I guess that's what Lenten restrictions are. L-E-N-T-E-N. I'm not Catholic. I don't know. I grew up Southern Baptist, and we just all drank. Nobody talked about it. That's how that worked. But eventually it says here the feast day evolved into a greater celebration, including not only St. Patrick, but also Irish culture, history, and tradition. So it's like anything else. It evolved through the feast day began in Ireland. The first St. Patrick's Day parade began in America. See, we love that shit over here. But apparently there's a shit ton of Irish people over here. Like millions more of Irish descent here than actually live in Ireland or some shit like that. I don't know. But that's something like that. But there's a lot of freaking people of Irish descent living up in the United States of America. That's my point. But then it says like the shamrock is a big deal, y'all, in case you want to know about the damn shamrock, because it was like the Trinity of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. So it was able to like, he could like say, yo, y'all, check it out. There's like, here it is on this like thing, this like clover that y'all see all over the damn place. It kind of gives you like a point of reference. I get that. And apparently it's a constantly evolving tradition on top of that shit. There's many misconceptions around it. This holiday, any tradition that celebrates the proud history of a culture is worthwhile. That's what they say. So people are like, yeah, just have fun, but fucking quit acting a fool, y'all. People go nuts. They use this day to go freaking nuts. Although I do love the YouTube videos that you get after this shit. Because, you know, on days after like St. Patrick's Day, people start putting up YouTube videos of people doing drunken things, like falling down or getting in fights. It's so much fun for me to watch. I love it. I really do. I love it so much. I can like watch people fall down all day long. I found these like fail videos on the internet not long ago, and I sat there mesmerized. It's one of those things where I had to like literally tear myself away. It's like watching an episode of Empire. I'm like, oh my God. And the finale of that shit's coming up. So when that's all finalized, we'll do like a recap of Empire so that I don't give anything away. So like, you got your fucking warning now. Probably on the Friday and or Tuesday episode next week of the Hollywood Hick, I will be discussing Empire. So there will probably be spoilers. So if you need to catch the fuck up, you have have been thoroughly warned as of right now. Okay. Okay. So that's what I'm saying. So that's how we got freaking St. Patrick's Day, all y'all mother truckers. Who knew? There's also a whole bunch of shit that we equate with being Irish that ain't, like green beer ain't. I bet you money that shit's not on this list. It is not on this list. If it would ever open up, I would tell you what this list is. But I'm telling you, it's like all this stupid shit that it's not Irish. It can't be. Because there's this article in, like, Shamrock Shake. Of course it's not. That's America all over it. Here, drink this big, giant, fattening, green, flavored, I don't know. Like, they probably just taste like regular milkshake that's just colored, but it looks weird to me. I wouldn't eat it. And apparently, like, Lucky Charms, go figure, Lucky Charms cereal is not really Irish. Who would have thought? Female leprechauns. Apparently, you can't have a female leprechaun. Who knew? Look at all this stuff. When Irish Eyes Are Smiling is a beloved tune, memorably recorded by Bing Crosby, among others, is often categorized as a traditional Irish folk song. In fact, it was written and composed by a trio of thoroughly American New Yorkers who were professional songwriters for an extremely short-lived 1913 Broadway show called The Isle o' Dreams. So When Irish Eyes Are Smiling is straight up America. Mm-hmm. It is. What else? Irish car bomb. That is so fucking offensive. Somebody called me out on this one time at a like Irish bar on St. Patrick's Day. And because I didn't think anything of it. My friend was like, we got to do an Irish car bomb. And I was like, Irish car bomb. I was stupid and young. And I probably wasn't even that young. I was stupid. And I'm always like doing stupid shit because I'm like having fun. And then I like forget where I am sometimes. But whatever. I didn't know it was bad because it was like a drink and people order it all the time. But some dude explained it to me how it's like they would use like car bombs on the Irish during the troubles of Northern Ireland. I think is what it was called. Something like that. Whatever. It's like a shit ton of people were killed and they would use car bombs like that. So it's like to call it an Irish car bomb is pretty fucking offensive. And usually I don't get on the side of people who get offended over things, but I could kind of get that if you're Irish, especially if you're older or like whatever. I get it. I completely get it. So I don't say it anymore unless I'm telling you not to say it here on the Hollywood Hick program here on the Crab Diving Network. But yeah, so don't say Irish car bomb. Don't drink them because it's really offensive. And and then also like another thing, like green beer on the list. Irish don't bother with the foolish malarkey. That's what it says there. The Irish don't bother with the foolish I can't do an accent. That's horrible. I'm not even going to try to continue that. As one Irish expat living in America explained it when being interrogated about real St. Patrick's Day customs back home, if you dyed beer green in Ireland, they'd punch you. And I like to believe that's true. And I'm probably doing myself a disservice by doing this, but when I've tweeted about St. Patrick's Day, I've been spelling the patty right, because apparently people over here do not spell it right if they put St. Patty's Day, like P-A-T-T-Y Day. Really, you're saying, and then you're saying like St. Patricia's Day, because patty over in Ireland is like short for Patricia, and paddy with D's, P-A-D-D-Y, is short for Pat for the male version, so it should be St. Paddy's Day with D's, double D's, like the end of the What Would Dolly Do? So it's Paddy's Day, see? So you've all been doing it wrong, so you need to fix your shit, okay? So start spelling it right so that I'm not the only one out there. Everybody probably thinks I'm a dumbass. They think that all the time. Because I like to say New Year's Revolution instead of Resolution. I know the difference. It's just funnier when I say Revolution, okay? So I've had like so many people come to me like, you know, it's not Revolution, it's Resolution. I'm like, I know. This accent, people just want you to be stupid. People just want your ass to be stupid when you have this accent. I'm telling you, it is not fair. This world is out to get a brother. Oh, speaking of somebody thinking the world is out to get them and is just like so butthurt right now, it like kills me. I just read this one. Now the thing is, I love her mama and I love her sister. They are two of the finest sounding country music female singers ever, especially together. They created some of the most beautiful music I have ever heard. I have seen them live like 8 or 9 times, going all the way back from high school all the way through when I went to see them at the Nokia Theater here. And I was like, I was one of the few, like, not like mid to like old lady. Age ladies up in there. I didn't care. I was having a great time. But I'm talking about the Judds, one of the greatest singing duos ever to come out of country music. And then Wynonna by herself too is like amazing. I met her one time at the I was at the Beverly Center Mall. I don't know why, but I was walking through Macy's and I happened to have to go through the ladies underpants department for some reason. So as I was walking through there, I think because like the linens or something are sale on that same floor. I was not up there looking at ladies' underpants or trying to get me any ladies' underpants. I don't need ladies' underpants. I have absolutely no use for them, right? Okay, not got that out of the way. But as I am leaving the mall, I was like trying to get the hell out because I don't like going to malls. It's just a little much for me. So I like to get in, do what I got to do, and get out if I have to go to one. So on the way out, I look over, and there is this woman with big red hair frantically searching through these bra and panty racks like nothing I have never seen, like just like just going through it like crazy, like looking for something specific. Like, I'm in a hurry. I got to find this shit and get out of here. Well, you know who it was? Wynonna Judd. That's who the hell it was. Because she was doing a concert like later at the like Universal Amphitheater before they tore that shit down to turn it into Harry Potter Land over there in Universal City, whatever village land it is over there. I don't know, that theme park, the Universal City theme park. But, yeah, so I was like, oh, my God, that's fucking Wynonna. I love you so much. So I couldn't not say nothing. That's just wasn't in my nature. So I, like, walk over. And country music people are usually really nice. And she was. But the thing was, she was, like, on vocal rest on account of she had to sing later that evening. And so she's not allowed to talk, so she had to save her voice. So I was like, hey. I was like, I just want you to know how much I love you. I've seen you live so many times. You're always awesome, blah, 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 all this stuff. And she just, like, froze and looked at me with these like eyes like, oh my God, one, I got busted frantically going through panties like nobody's freaking business, and I ain't allowed to say anything. So she just like grabbed her throat like some mute. She was like, I can't talk. And I was like, I get it. But I'm cool, y'all. I was just like, I just want to let you know, I think you're fucking awesome. You got one of the best singing voices ever in the history of singing. So just go back to your panty search, lady. I just had to like tell you how much I really love you. And also I have a shirt that they signed way back. I was in high school. I stood in line at Roses to get this fucking, I was just going to get a piece of paper signed, but I got overcome and had them sign my had this like white, pulled my mama was pissed, but I had them write on the back of my shirt their like names, and it said like love to Brent, Naomi, and Wynonna. They signed it, and then at the very bottom, Naomi Judd wrote Judd it up. It's still one of my most prized possessions. I have it in the closet here. It ain't never been washed since because I don't want to mess up the ink on there, so I don't never get to wear it. I need to like frame it or something, but that's another story altogether. But whatever, that is my I met Wynonna Judd story that I digressed into, as I was about to tell you that her sister, the uppity one, who I used to really like her, but I think she's kind of uppity, and but she apparently got all but hurt because she is a huge college basketball fan and she loves Kentucky over everybody because I think that's where she grew up, right? And she fucking loves them. But apparently she like made some comment on the Twitters that the people from the, I guess the Arizona, I think it's Arizona. Fuck. The Kentuckys are the Wildcats, right? See, I don't do sports good, so I've got to like ramble through. But whatever. The other team, I think they were the Razorback people or something. I can't find it in here. And now I'm sounding like a fool. So whatever. So the other team, she tweeted something about how she thought that they were playing dirty or something like that. Well, the people got all upset saying like, fuck you, Ashley Judd. And so she got all butt hurt and was like, you are threatening me, blah, blah, blah. So then she tweets out, when I express a stout opinion during March Madness, hashtag March Madness, I am called a whore, comma, a C dash dash dash. You know what that's for. See you next Tuesday. Threatened with sexual violence. Not okay. And it's not. It's not okay. But you just ignore it. It's like the people on Twitter, you can't take that shit personal. Because if you start taking it personal, then, ooh, you're setting yourself up for a lot of disappointment. But she got all upset. So she's been going on, like, the Today Show and stuff. Because now this bitch, this is the part that I find hysterical. It's like, one, how are you going to find these people? Because, like, these trolls don't use anything. You could just, like, a troll on the internet is just like a psychopath. You just have to look and be like, oh, my God, you are nuts. Thank God it's only on here. As long as you got your fucking information hid, don't be putting shit on the cloud, Ashley Judd. Learn from others' mistakes, but just like ignore some shit. It's like people who like can't stand homos doing homo things are the first ones to put their nose in the business of what the homos are doing. I can't wrap my brain around it. It's like, then don't twit. If you can't handle it, don't twit. It's like, and it sucks that it's that way and that people have taken over like that, but people are generally awful. All you got to do is turn on television. I mean, every program we watch right now is full of nothing but awful, hateful people. It's hard to find one with like redeeming characters on there. Empire's the only one I can think of right off the top of my head. No, and Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. I kind of like that one. Y'all should watch that. If you like 30 Rock, you'll probably like it. It's not as funny as 30 Rock, I don't think, but it's still funny and entertaining. But most shows like Breaking Bad, awful, hateful people. Game of Thrones, awful, hateful people. Boardwalk Empire, Awful Hateful People. I am caught the fuck up in this Jinx shit. I just started it, so I can't talk about that either. But we will be discussing the Jinx probably on the next one too, because I am going to be binge watching. I don't hardly ever binge watch anything, but I am so caught up because I need to watch the shit so now I can read all the stuff about it, because people are saying like this might be bullshit. That it is the most interesting story. Like I can't wrap. Okay, whatever. Ashley Judd. That's what I'm talking about. I digressed again. But she gave an interview to the NBC News, Craig Melvin, on Tuesday, that'd be today, on St. Patrick's Day, detailing her plan of action. This is what she says. What she said first on MSNBC. This is it. She goes, everyone needs to take personal responsibility for what they write and not allowing this misrepresentation and shaming culture to persist. And by the way, I'm pressing charges. Just the way she says it. And by the way, like, no, you should have just said, we need to figure out a way to get people to quit doing this shit because they're sociopaths. Because now that there's like anonymity online, but like they really can't do anything to you. It's just, you just kind of like let it roll off your back. People are awful. But this, like, gonna press charges. Okay, so like some fucking 12-year-old kid wherever, you're gonna press charges against this 12-year-old kid because they're like mouthing off, because that's what, like, I would hate to think what the tweeters would be like if it was around when I was like in high school and junior high and shit like that, going back there. But like the shit that would have come out of my mouth, I don't think my mama would have let me be on nothing. She would have been like, oh, hell no, your loud ass mouth. Like, you, because I had no filter. Like, I would have probably been beat the fuck up. I, like, worse than already. It's like all kind of things. Like, yeah, I'm so glad there wasn't Twitter then. And like, I'm still trying to master it. It's like people who are good at it, I marvel at them. I'm trying to learn. But so whatever. She goes on and tells that some Craig Melvin fella that the amount of gender violence that I experience is absolutely extraordinary, and a significant part of my day today will be spent filing police reports at home about gender violence directed at me on social media. I'm like, oh my sweet Lord, this woman, give this woman another acting gig so she doesn't have this much time on her hands. It's like, I feel for you. It's bad. And if it bothers you that much, then you really might have to just quit listening or quit read, or like don't do it. That's really what it boils down to. Don't do it. Like you, and honestly, like, you know, it's like your first time at the rodeo, Ashley Judd. You know, when you tweet shit, like they're playing dirty, you think the other team's people are going to come back with, no, they're not. What are you talking about, Ashley? No, it's not going to be that shit. They're going to be like, fuck you, bitch. That's what people do, especially when it comes to sports. Then stay out of the touchy areas. See, look, you need me as a publicist. I'd be like, girl, you did this to your damn self. Now we got to figure a way to get you out of this mess. But you need to quit tweeting about sports because people get fucking nuts over sports. You gotta know you're like catalyst things, like themes or whatever, like sports. You just don't freaking do it. Like, it's like a religion. Those ones, you gonna hit that one? Especially you got a lot of followers and you got like, and you're famous. Like, people like me could tweet it and people could go unnoticed, but you tweet it and everybody sees it, and then they start retweeting and be like, oh my God, can you believe this bitch? And then it blows up and then it reaches the outskirts of crazy, because once it gets to something like Reddit or one of those, you're fucked, because those people are that 4chan. I think that's one. I don't even look at that stuff because it's just horrible. I like to think that there's at least like a like grain of like hope for our generations coming behind me, but I ain't so sure. Youngins today, woo-wee. And I know they said that about me when I was growing up, but Lord have mercy. For some reason, I feel like it's worse. But it's probably equal, but I don't care. Now that I'm on this side, I like to think I'm right, because I generally like to think I'm right, because I generally am. But when I am wrong, I usually will admit it, although begrudgingly, and I'll do it kind of under my breath sometimes, because, you know, I'm human too. I didn't say I am still aspiring to Dolly Parton status, which I will never achieve ever in a million years. I have to ask my ass, like, I ask my ass every day, what would Dolly do? We've already been to this. What would Dolly do? I mean, you got to ask yourself. Whenever a trying situation presents itself, there's a lot of untoward nonsense being thrown in your direction. The first thing you need to do is stop and go, what would Dolly do? And then you will be better prepared to enter into this without, like, having to, like, get horribly upset. Like, you just have to use charm and humor and grace and all of the things, and like big titties when you need to, and big hair, and all those kind of things too. Like, it's like there's just so many factors. I can't get into it. We'd be here all freaking day. But what I'm saying is, Ashley Judd, quit paying so much attention to these people. And please, for the love of God, don't tweet at the crazy. It's like when I get on the train to go somewhere downtown or something. I do not make eye contact with the crazy, because then you've engaged it. And once you engage the crazy, it only goes downhill. It's a slippery mother trucking slope, sister. I'm just saying is all. Okay. I just wanted to like make sure that we were all on the same page as far as this shiz goes, right? That's what I'm talking about. What else we got going on in this world? I'm tired of talking about Ashley Judd. Oh, well, while we're talking about celebrities, might as well keep talking about the celebrities, right? Because there's a couple of few that have just, like, I'm like, oh, my sweet Jesus Lord, you people are straight up going cray-cray. You people are going nuts. Like, what's his name? This dude, Nicholas Brendon. Y'all remember him? He was on Buffy the Vampire Slayer, right? He played Xander. He was, like, her, like, best friend, her, like, best boyfriend. Let me tell you why he does. He is a straight up M-E-S-S, hot M-E-S-S, hot mess. I think he just said he's gone to the rehab, because he keeps going to these Comic Cons and like getting completely obliterated, trashing hotel rooms and getting arrested and shit like that. And then turns around and gets some of the most fucked up looking, and by fucked up, I mean drunk, fucked up looking mug shots. Like, I'm looking at one now from the, like, from his latest one. His eyes are red as, like, they are, like, beets. Like, the white part is just be, and he just does not look happy. Like, he's, like, and he, like, took, like, 9 sleeping pills and then started drinking on top of it. Like, this is a cautionary tale. That is why I'm telling you people, like, the drunk driving earlier, this is, like, the Hollywood hick telling y'all how to avoid being a mess. And he could have helped this by not taking, like, 9 sleeping pills and then drinking a shit ton. Oh, he only did $1,000 worth of damage to his room. That's still a lot. He went a little nuts. He got arrested again. That's like twice in 3 weeks. That shit don't look good when you have to go stand in front of the judge, dude. I'm hoping you get cleaned up, though, because honestly think you could do, because I liked him on Buffy the Vampire Slayer. He was very funny and cute, but now he's like a mess. Pull it together, babe. Who else is a mess? Who else is a mess? Oh, fucking, okay. Now, we all know, or probably, hopefully y'all know, but everybody's been putting it on everything. It's hard not to know that the Justin Bieber got roasted the other night on the Comedy Central, and I'm reserving judgment on that whole thing until I see it, although I have a good friend who was there, so I want to talk to her and see what was going on, because, and also, according to her, because she's been in these before, they, like, cut out most of the good shit for the broadcast. Anyway, some of the, like, jokes they just won't do. Like, they've already said they've pulled out some Paul Walker jokes, because people think they're, like, in bad taste, like Ludacris got all pissed off or something like that. But I don't know. But so what I'm saying is Justin Bieber had his roast, and we'll, when it comes on at the end, a couple of few weeks, we'll see if we'll talk about it. And I'm reserving judgment till I see it, because the pictures I see, I swear to God, Justin Bieber, if on the offhand you ever hear this right here coming from the Hollywood hick, Mr. Brent Paris himself, please, for the love of God, until you can grow a mustache and or beard, shave that fucking nonsense flesh colored hair sprinklings off of your damn face, kid. You look, it's so tragic looking. It really is not doing you any favors, dude. Really, like, you looked kind of like hell hit at 150. You should have pulled it together a little bit better. Your hair was a mess. Got freaking, you're trying to grow a beard, you can't do it. Not everybody can do it, dude. You just might have to resign yourself to that. And you're only 21, so fucking calm the fuck down. Get that goddamn flesh colored fuzz off your damn chin. It looks awful. And like that little bit of sprinklings under your nose, it just look, any, like, whoever you're dating needs to be slapped across the face because she allows you to do that shit. You need to step up and be a woman and be like, yo, dude, you look like fucking stupid ass McStupidson. Just get rid. Okay, so whatever. Now that I've gone on that tirade, because I don't know why it bothers me so much. I have no clue why that bothers me so much, but it drives me nuts, right? So basically what I'm getting at, because we'll talk about that after I've seen it, the actual roast itself, after I've been able to see it. But apparently there were all these after parties because he had turned 21. So I went a little nuts on my 21st birthday too. So I'm not even going to judge that, because apparently Justin Bieber is trying to get his act together. And I'm like reserving judgment on that too, because I'll believe it when I see it. And he's got a like long road to go before I'll think he's like fully cured of douchebaggery. But apparently David Arquette, you know who I'm talking about, used to be married to Courtney Cox, Scream movies, that all kind of stuff. Apparently he is a hot mess sometimes and he gets to drinking, and apparently he got to drinking they went to Vegas after the thing. He was in Vegas, went to the after party up at Justin Bieber's fancy ass like sky penthouse, whatever, fancy room, right? And he was like causing trouble up in there and they kicked his ass out. And then apparently he came back. You should never come back. It's never, if you're thrown out of a place, it is never a good idea to come back. And the thing is, drunk people don't realize that. They think that they can come in and like commandeer a situation, and that's just not what happens. And apparently he came back, got back in somehow, and tried to fight Justin Bieber. Now, I honestly think Justin Bieber would have took his ass. One, because it seems like Justin Bieber had a little bit more of his wits about him. And two, David Arquette is old and sloppy. And I honestly think Bieber probably would have took him. And Bieber hangs out with Floyd Mayweather and all them fellas. So maybe he's like picked up a thing or two. I don't know. He's still a scrawny little white boy. And so I don't think it'd take much more than a drunk David Arquette to beat him. But in that situation right there, I think the Biebs would have, he would have come out on top of that one. But whatever. Dude got throwed the fuck out again. David Arquette, dumbass. Straight up mother trucking dumbass. Okay, what else? There's another one. I had another one. Oh, this fella. Oh, and this relates to a story that was on one of my favorite new websites called Blind Gossip. I talk about it all the time lately. I've been talking about it too much. But on the Blind Gossip, right, there was this story the other day, and I knew who it was right a fucking way. I knew who it was right away. And I'll tell you who it was. It was that Scott Disick dude, the one that's like not married, made all the babies with that middle Kardashian chick. Look, and here it is. They have it as solved on here already. Just now I was trying to pull the shit up. And they do, once they solve it, they tell who it is. But it was so obvious. It has to be him. If it's not him, yep. Hollywood Hick nailed it again. They even put solved on here before I could tell y'all about it. But, you know, so apparently he like got drunker and Cootie Brown over the weekend, drinking tequila and made an ass out of himself, got arrested or something, or picked up by, I don't know, somehow he had to be scooped up off the floor of a fancy hotel somewhere and then whisked away, and then didn't check out of his room, made a big old mess and blah, blah, blah. It was a big old like scandal, right? He was a big drunken mess and missed his appearances and hollered stuff into the microphone. But so the original like Blind story was, it was like, this is a first. This TV celebrity is actually being paid to go to rehab, because this Scott Disick dude is going to some crazy rehab down in Costa Rica. He's going down to Costa Rica, and in Costa Rica he's doing some like, supposedly, it's like, what is it? I have a story here for it, but here it is. So he's going down to Costa Rica, and it's like some kind of, he's have a shaman. So this dude is going to have a shot. Like, this shit is so made up. You know, there's going to be a damn camera following him, and I can't even believe I'm talking about it. But apparently this place, it says, so who is paying him? Is his rich extended family footing the bill because they sincerely want to see him get well? No. These people don't like paying for anything. What happened was, his new facility just opened its doors to the public a month ago and needed a publicity boost. Who better to give it that boost than a celebrity whose entire circle of acquaintances collects paychecks for just living and breathing and creating drama? I mean, this shit says Kardashians all over it. He didn't simply decide that it was finally time for him to get help, and he certainly wasn't going to pay tens of thousands of dollars to do so at some obscure facility that no one has ever heard of. So he cut a deal. And now the thing is, I kind of have to be like, all right, dude. But then I found out what kind of fucking thing he was going to. Okay, whatever. But this is about storylines and ratings and money. Like, it's basically what they're saying. It's like, he's going to create drama. Of course, I bet guarantee you there's going to be drama created. Because come to find out, he is being paid to go to rehab. He did not choose Rhythmia Life Advancement Center in Costa Rica because it is the best possible place for him to get sober. Scott Disick chose this facility because they are paying him and the Kardashian family to promote their facility. See, they're getting paid. The deal was brokered by Pimp Mama Chris, of course, and it's completely money spendered, completely. She spent weeks trying to negotiate the deal, and like celebrities never announce when they're going to rehab. It's like usually a done deal. Like I said, but in this case though, the Costa Rican facility issued a press release announcing their opening. Media sources were sent the name and location and amenities of the facility, and the Kardashian PR machine began discussing the unique treatment Disick would be receiving at the facility. All at the same time, this is a paid for promotion. Like he's doing this thing where he has like this shaman apparently, and then he's going to be eating these, he's going to be eating, what is it? I got to find it on here. Oh, fuck a duck. Hold on. Okay, here it goes. See, right here. He says, I realize my issues are bigger than me and I'm ready to truly remedy this struggle I continue to battle. That's what he says, right? And but come to find out, he is not, he's using this thing called the Iboga treatment, I-B-O-G-A. How do you say that? And basically, it's something where you like drink this stuff from like some kind of Iboga tree or some shit. Now, I paraphrase, but you drink it and basically you like, you basically drink this stuff and it like makes you like vomit and like you just like shit just comes out of every direction. It's like completely nuts. And you sit in this like dark room and like hallucinate and have these drums played and stuff. And like supposedly that cures you of your addiction. And sometimes it can take a week. Sometimes it can take several weeks. They don't know until like the shaman releases you. This is some straight up PR bullshit. I like what, and people are eating it up. Like even me, I'm like talking about it right now. But yeah, I mean, whatever. Good for them. They were able to broke a deal like this. But good lord, it's like I literally shit mess is gonna. This is what this is gonna be. A complete shit mess. I just predicted. That is what the Hollywood hick right here predicts. I'm just saying is all. The list just keeps going and going. There's more. So who else? Oh, this one. I have it written down right here so I wouldn't forget. Okay, these Dolce & Gabbana people. Y'all know they are. They make all those expensive clothes that we can't afford and for all these rich and famous people. But apparently, and they are homos who used to be together. Like, I don't think they are like a couple anymore, but they used to be, but now they're just like business partners. But apparently, they were like talking smack about like how homos shouldn't have kids. And basically, they're like saying that they called it, if you do kids through in vitro fertilization, they were synthetic. And they said, quote, this is the quote from them, you are born to a mother and a father, or at least that's how it should be. I call children of chemistry synthetic children, rented wombs, semen chosen from a catalog. Then they added, the family is not a fad. In it, there is a supernatural sense of belonging. And, well, apparently that did not sit well with some famous-ass homos. You know which one who lost his mind first was Sir Elton John over there across the pond. But he put on the Instagrams with a picture of those two, like when they were younger and better looking. But he says, how dare you refer to my beautiful children as synthetic, and shame on you for wagging your judgmental little fingers at IVF, a miracle that has allowed legions of loving people, both straight and gay, to fulfill their dream of having children. Your archaic thinking is out of step with the times, just like your fashions. I shall never wear Dolce & Gabbana ever again. And he's like, with the hashtag boycott Dolce & Gabbana. And apparently people are jumping on board because Courtney Love is on board. Ricky Martin, that Andy Cohen off of the Bravo channel, does all them housewife shows. All kind of TV and radio people and like movie people are like, fuck you. And they are like their bread and butter. That was some dumb shit. People just like don't think sometimes. Like, I just have this little old radio program. I say all kind of shit and really like, I ain't nothing compared to like some of these people. So it just cracks me up how they just get so butthurt and they're like, ah, boycott. And why would you say something like that? If those are the kind of things that you would just think it, but don't say it out loud. You should not say it out loud. You should be like, oh, those IVF babies. And you just talk about it amongst yourself. You two awful, hateful people who like to like judge people right off the bat. And you know what Dolly Parton says about judging. So I hope you're listening, Dolly. And you're like, you can't wear Dolce & Gabbana anymore, even though I know most of your outfits you get made by your special dressmaker. But if they're trying to put you in some Dolce & Gabbana, you should be like, no, one, it's not big enough for my titties, and two, y'all are awful hateful people who like need to choose your words better. And that's what I'm saying about that. And I can judge because I'm not perfect, but Dolly would handle it much better than I would. She'd have some little cute something to say, and I would just be like, fuck you, awful hateful people. Live and let live. What is wrong with live and let live? If it ain't for you, then just shut the fuck up and let people live their lives. Damn. And then Ashley Judd wouldn't be all butthurt trying to sue everybody on the flip side because they like talk smack to her on the on the tweeters. Just like, don't tweet if you can't handle it, girl. Don't tweet, especially if you're really famous and you got like a weak constitution and you're going to tweet at sports people, the craziest ones of all, who are like they're like territorial. They like, you cannot go piss on their tree. They're going to make sure that they like piss right back over it. It's like, it's never going to end. You just can't. Don't engage the crazy if you can't handle it. I'd learned that. Just don't do it. Do not do it. I'm just saying. So, yeah. So that's another celebrity gone nuts. Who else is going to? Oh, I do like what this one is saying about a celebrity that I have pretty much gave my opinion about here on the Hollywood Hick, because I think he is gross, completely 100% gross. But Judd Apatow, who does all of those movies, those really funny movies like 40-Year-Old Virgin and shit like that, all those funny movies. But he has been like all over Bill Cosby's ass on the tweeters, like nobody's business, like nobody's business. And like people, I can't wrap my brain. Like, again, there's like times where I can't wrap my brain around the people and what they say. And but his latest one was something to the effect of, I'm just sad he's not in jail. I think when people do things like that, they should pay the consequences. And then like Amy Schumer, who I think is hysterical, she like followed that up, because I think she's doing, he directed or produced a movie that she's in called Trainwreck that's coming out soon. It's supposed to be very funny, actually. And then she tweeted, can he at least just get community service? Just pick up litter for a day. If it gets to 100 women, ? I love that. Like, how many women does it have to get to before somebody does anything about it? And then, of course, somebody always gets butt hurt and like defends him, which I can't get. And in this instance, the picture of the person who defended, whoever this Lorraine is, on the tweeters, but it is a white blonde woman, very like mom next door sort of look to her face. And she tweeted that it's none of your business, not innocent or innocent until proven guilty. Where's the evidence? It's like all these women telling similar stories. There's your evidence. And then I have to get the dude his props, gives it back. He tweets back to her. He's like, I always wonder why some people try so hard to not believe women who have been assaulted. What is the root of that? And then she, like, somebody else tweeted something to like, oh, if you can keep making shitty movies about being 40, at Bill Cosby can perform in Canada. Shut the fuck up. Innocent until proven guilty. Like, I don't get it. And like, that's coming from Janet. So that's another woman. I can't believe there's women who tweet this stuff. Like, I honestly can't. Like, it boggles my mind. But then he goes back, I wish he wasn't a rapist too. I'm not sure why you feel the need to protect him, but your rage can't be making you happy. And then so this one, some dude named Walter Harris, I don't know where he is, Big Chef Harris, that's what his Twitter is. He says, so what court of law was Cosby convicted in? If none, then he is not a rapist. And then this is this best comeback yet of all of these. And then I'm gonna shut up, because I end up pissed off after talking about this. But I just feel like I had to like let people know that this dude is horrible. But I love how he came back to that. He's like, Yoda would say different. Hitler died without being convicted of murder. That doesn't make him innocent. You see, you can always put it in a context for these people and they still won't get it. Because you know that dude like fucking went and rage fucked something after that. He had to him because he couldn't take it. All right, whatever. I'm moving on. But that's like, so I'm glad to see that there's somebody out there who is like still saying like, no, you people are nuts. Quit with your like horrible awfulness and like at least like open your eyes or shut the fuck up. But I guess that's what they want me to do too, and I'm not going to do it, so whatever. I will always support your like right to say it, but I ain't going to like what you say all the time, and sometimes I might have something to say about that. Oh, I forgot to tell y'all, guess what? Breaking mother trucking news. I just saw it a few minutes ago, and I meant to say something. I got off on a tangent. We had a few minutes left here on the Hollywood Hick, and then I'm going to leave y'all with something. But here, did you see Aaron Schock, the dude from Congress that made up his office to look like Downton Abbey, and apparently you like took a lot of like favors and things and all that stuff, and he was like in a lot of trouble for like not spending his money right and taking bribery and kind of shit like that. But guess who resigned? We're gonna have an open seat in Congress apparently. So yeah, breaking news, Aaron Schock done went and resigned, and I hope he like keep doing those like fitnesses, keep exercising and working out, because you might have to just like, I don't know, he does have a nice body, I'll give him that. he was in the men's fitness or men's health, one of those. And I was like, okay, at least that's a congressman. It works out. Most of them look like fat slobs, so I would give him that. And there is rumor that he's a homo, which I'm kind of like willing to support, because it just seems like he is. Like only homos get their office done like Downton Abbey. And he carried around a hunky photographer all the time to like for photo ops and things. There's just too many clues. And the only reason I like say it out loud is because he like did some shit against the like voted against some things that would have bettered the homo community, and he didn't do it. So then now I feel like if you are one and then you don't like support it, then that just makes you worse. So that's why I say that out loud. But yeah, Aaron Schock has resigned. I kind of figured like something was going to have to give soon. That's just the way that shit is. So what else we got going? I got a couple of minutes left here. Got a few more minutes left. Oh, let's talk about somebody that makes us feel better about myself, because I saw this on the, where did it go? Okay. Here it is, up in Ohio, not Florida this time, not Florida, but this week's or today's or whatever you want to call it. Sometimes I don't get to do them because I've run out of time and other shit, but whatever. The dude who makes me feel so much better about myself because I ain't him would happen to be headline, Ohio cops hunt vile cereal pooper who has targeted Akron vehicles. So, in Akron, Ohio, there is a dude who has been going around and pooping on and in people's cars, y'all mother truckers. And so after like pooping on some dude's daughter's car like 7 times in 4 months, this dude like would just pinch off a curler on the hood of her car. And so her dad finally put up like a security camera that took shots every so many seconds. And so they finally caught a shot of the dude who, if you look on the Smoking Gun, where I'm looking at this right now, the Smoking Gun website, dude is like hovering his ass, his bare ass, his pants pulled down with his beanie hat and his like hoodie sweatshirt, got his pants down, but bare-assed out over the hood of a red Toyota, it looks like, getting ready to poop right on it. And he's totally deer in the headlights busted. So they're looking for this dude. Oh, it's a 2004 Dodge Neon. That's what it is. But, the victim had reported for the second time pooped on the passenger door of his Toyota. It didn't cause any damage to the car. Yes, it did. It was like, oh, but it caused a big mess. It was freaking gross. And he's like pooped on people. Like then all these people started tweeting about how he had pooped on all these other cars. Like, and if you left your door open, he'd poop inside. I hope they catch this dude. But yeah, now you can feel better about yourself because you're not so gross and vile and stupid as to go around and think it's cool to poop on cars, like for whatever, egg it or something, but pooping on it, that's just so base. Like that's just so base. Like, ooh, you're gross. When I was in the 6th grade, somebody pooped on my teacher's desk while we were out having like a free period outside because we had done something good. We came back and there was a poop on the desk, and that was horrible. I felt really bad. Like even back then, I didn't even like the woman, and I kind of felt bad for her. But that's that. So yeah, so I am not the serial pooper of Akron, Ohio, and neither are you. And that should make you feel all kind of better about yourselves, mother truckers. That's all I'm saying. And so we are almost out of time, and I'm fixing to play for y'all my favoriteest ever. You should look it up on the YouTube too because it's fun to watch. But there was a news story a while back, several years ago, that came out of Alabama, of course Alabama. But some people got it in their head that there was a leprechaun up in a tree, so the news crew went over there, and then we got this.
Curiosity leads to large crowds in Mobile's Crichton community. Many of you bringing binoculars, camcorders, even camera phones to take pictures.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me. I got to look up in the tree. Who else in the leprechaun say yeah?
Yeah! Eyewitnesses say the leprechaun only comes out at night. If you shine a light in its direction, it suddenly disappears. This amateur sketch resembles what many of you say the leprechaun looks like. Others find it hard to believe and have come up with their own theories and explanations for the image.
My theory is it's casting a shadow from the other limb.
Could be a crackhead that got hold to the wrong stuff and it told him to get up in a tree and play a leprechaun.
We're going to get down to the bottom of this. You're still on there, guy. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, man.
This guy, helping to direct traffic, says he's prepared for his encounter with the leprechaun. He's suited up from head to toe.
This wards off spells right here. This is a special leprechaun flute, which has been passed down from thousands of years ago from my great-great-grandfather, who was Irish. I just came to help out.
Others just came to get lucky in hopes a pot of gold may be buried under this tree.
I'm going to run a backhoe and uproot that tree. I want to know where to go. I want to go. Give me the go. I want to go.
This is Brian Johnson, NBC 15 News.
And that, mother truckers, is my St. Patrick's Day gift to you. That clip off of the Alabama News, because it is full of so many characters. My favorite of which is the woman. She's a could be a crackhead who got hold of the wrong stuff. Told him to go up in the tree and play a leprechaun. Go up in the tree and play a leprechaun. I love Southern people and how they talk. It is thus I talk like this. But fucking, I love that woman. I love that woman so much. I love her as much. I love all of y'all out there in the Hollywood Hick land. And that's it for me, y'all. That is another episode of the Hollywood Hick here on the Crab Diving Network. You can find me on the tweeters at Brent Paris, two R's in Paris. And you can follow stories from the show on at the H Wood Hick and on the new Facebook page, the Hollywood Hick. Follow all that shit. Watch all the good programming here on the Crab Diving Network. And that's it for me, y'all. Everybody be good. And I'll talk at you soon. Doodle-lam, doodle-lam, doo, bitches. Bye-bye.
Boo-lam, 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 boo. Toot-lam, 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 toot. Greg-lang, 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 greg-lang.